This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I've got to wrap up here because the president is getting ready to do an event, which I know you all probably want to attend. And I want to leave you with just one last thing before I close out on an important development. You guys love to talk about Russia, and there's been nonstop coverage. And the one day that there might have been a question on Russia, there wasn't. Often that we have a lot of media with Russia first, and but today there was public testimony that further discredited the phony dossier that's been the source of so much of the fake news and conspiracy theories. And we learned that the firm that produced it was also being paid by the Russians. This is yet the latest piece of evidence that vindicates what the president has said, that this is a witch hunt and a hoax. And it's a shame that the president and the country have had to go through this charade continually, and hopefully this will help us move forward in that process. And with that, thank you guys so much, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Well, talk about pinning that where it belonged. I mean, excellent point. Boy, anytime about Russia, let's just talk about it. But now, when it comes up against their team, no questions whatsoever. You know, the blatant emptiness, the blatant non-questions. Good for Huckabee Sanders for calling them out on that, Scott, because they needed to be called out on it. Because, you know, and the thing is, my gut tells me, and again, this is conjecture, ladies and gentlemen. This isn't, you know, we're not in the fake news element. I'm only just saying what I think they're going to find out is the tentacles, yes, not only go to Russia, but, oh, do they come back to the DNC in some form or fashion?
Well, you can also tell that she was hoping that they would ask questions about that, because you could tell she had something prepared.
Sure.
And since they went through the entire thing and they were talking to her about, you know, Scaramucci, all these other things, and they never touched on that. You could tell that was something that very much so that she was like, well, this is something that I prepared for. You know, you guys ask me about this every day. And now all of a sudden today is the day you're like, well, no, wait, hold on. You know, we're not going to go down that line anymore. Mm-hmm. I thought it was great. I thought it was one of those, you know, and what about this type things, you know?
you know, and the thing is, this is what you appreciate about Main Street America, Scott. They're looking at this and they're going, I mean, when you tell them how much money that Robert Mueller and all these attorneys are spending, which is, this is our money, okay? This is coming out of our wallets. This isn't some, you know, some benefactor. It's not like George Soros or the Koch brothers or anybody is paying. This is us. We're paying for this insanity, this charade that's taken place. Thank you very much, the Democratic Party. I think at some point, you know, there needs to be some remuneration and reparation by the guilty party. If the Democrats were the ones that are sabotaging this and have done all this stuff and took us down the yellow brick road to nowhere, then it's like, okay, suckers, you guys are going to pay up for this. You know, you can't go around and abuse and misuse the people's money for partisanship. You know, it's like any other lawsuit that would take place. You know, if you bring up some phony lawsuit, then you're subject to all the legal fees. You know,
falsely accusing people. There's things that happen there. If all this comes out and it turns into, well, 15 years ago he made this deal or something like, because they're looking into his finances and stuff.
Yeah.
If that's all this turns out into, I want my money back. You know.
Well, I think the people should ask for that. That's what I'm saying, is that here this stuff goes on, and here they are. I mean, this is the other problem I have with special prosecutors, is that here you supposedly you hire them for the crime that didn't take place, and so now it gives them license to look into everything. I mean,
just find anything. Don't look for the crime that they committed for.
It's like getting an IRS audit. They're going to find something because that's what they do. One day I'll tell you about my IRS audit, which was all kinds of fun.
You told me.
Did I tell you about that? Yeah, it was crazy. All for some headsets, right?
Yeah, you know, you
unbelievable.
Keep your receipts, man. Come on.
This is the way they work. I know. Hey, I've learned the hard way. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We've got more coming up. Stay with us, America.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
You know, every once in a while, it is good. It's wisdom to stop, you know. Even though this government from time to time has tried to stop things, you know, there's pushback by activist judges that say, no, let's not do this for what, you know. All of a sudden, we have one judge who's not been elected deciding on the national security of this country. But, you know, that's whole for another day. Hey, this weekend, lots of choices on the big screen. And one that is coming back, if you didn't get it the first time, you get to get it maybe the next time. And that's an inconvenient sequel, you might call it, to an inconvenient truth, supposedly and allegedly, because I think we're still trying to figure out what the truth was from the first one that came out. And we're talking about Al Gore's sequel to An Inconvenient Truth. And no better to give us some commentary on this right now than Mark Morano. Mark is the former communications director for the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee, senior aide, speechwriter, and climate researcher for Senator James Inhofe, executive editor and chief correspondent for ClimateDepot.com, a pioneering climate and eco news center. Mark has been with us many times, and we love having his perspective here to bring some reason to this whole debate. And, of course, Mark also wrote and hosted the Climate Hustle movie. And as I mentioned, the executive director of ClimateDepot.com, a project of the Committee for Constructive Tomorrow. Mark, good to have you back with us. How are you doing?
Thank you, Bill. Very, very happy to be here. I just got back last week from Australia.
Yeah, you went head to head. You head to head with Al Gore. He shook your hand. I mean, have you washed your hands since?
Well, I got to meet him. He was very cordial until he realized who I was and the fact that I had a copy of my DVD, Climate Hustle, and tried to give it to him, at which point he abruptly walked off and headed to his waiting Lexus SUV.
Yes, with his minimal carbon footprint, so to speak. At least that's the alleged minimal carbon footprint. I love the picture that I saw, Mark, where that gal next to, you know, the former vice president, she looked rather horrified because she saw what you were handing. She got it first. I think it took Al Gore a minute or two to understand what it was all about. And then you were, you know, questioned by security. How did you get in here? Like as if you're some, you know, you were some Russian spy or something.
Yeah, in fact, you know, Gore is he's always in a bubble like that. He didn't take any questions from the audience. They ban recording devices, don't allow interviews, don't allow anyone to come up. He immediately leaves the stage. And these are people that pay a lot of money. This was over a $500 per head conference that they were at. And they weren't allowed to even do a single Q&A with Gore. He's immediately taken back. We were able to position ourselves knowing where his SUV was waiting, so we were able to get him. We did the same thing, by the way, at the Sundance Film Festival.
Mm-hmm.
In the snow, we asked him about his failed tipping points, And he had nothing really to say there, ran off and departed into his, that was his Chevy Suburban or Chevy Tahoe, black SUV waiting for him as he drove off in the snow.
Right. Well, you know, this is the problem I've had from day one about this, Mark, and you and I have discussed this before, and that is that if somebody's going to make these statements and they prove to be unworthy and, you know, the veracity falls by the wayside, why is he still given place to come back again and take another bite of the apple when he lied to us so much the first time? Then what do we call the second lie?
Well, the thing is, the powers that be, media, academia, the United Nations, they don't accept that Al Gore lied about anything. To him, he's their prophet. And if his predictions didn't come true, that doesn't really matter because he's warning us, he's trying, and you can't expect everything to be right. In fact, you know, most of these tipping points that they keep doing, you know, we have 10 years to act. And you go back to 1980s, the United Nations officials were warning of 10-year tipping points on global warming. They all passed, but no one calls them on it because it's like they're doing the hard work and they're raising awareness. And so they end up just saying, well, another 10-year tipping point or 5-year tipping point. We've had 4-year tipping points. We had the 100-month tipping point by Prince Charles, which recently expired. We've had "we must act in days" by Canadian officials. UN officials have said we've had, 50 months. I mean, they just keep coming out with such silly nonsense. And when the deadline passes, they just put a new deadline, and no one blinks an eye. No one questions it. There is no skepticism in the media when it comes to this kind of stuff.
Well, you talk about how the lies abound, and here Rolling Stone is saying that a number of Americans wish that Trudeau was their president. Easily handled. Move to Canada.
Exactly.
You know. Just saying.
Yeah, that's what it is. I mean, you know, just if I can divert for a moment, the most unique and I guess pleasurable thing about watching Donald Trump as president, and you can have all kinds of different opinions of Donald Trump, but he is literally an alien force in Washington. The man is not subject to the usual political pressures that we've seen from Republican and Democrat presidents. And in that regard, almost no matter what he does, it's the most refreshing thing to watch someone who just doesn't give a darn about what the media thinks, what the Republican establishment thinks, what all that. And that is, you know, one of the reasons he was able to pull out of the Paris Climate Accord. No other president, no President McCain would have done that. No President Romney would have done that. No President George W. Bush would have done that. No President George H.W. Bush. I mean, that's an amazing thing to watch. And that's sort of the spirit of America. And so when Rolling Stone says they want people to move to Canada, as you say, there's nothing stopping him. Michael Moore sounds like he might do it. He doesn't want to live in America under Trump.
Right. Well, of course, Babs, Barbara, I'm in California now on my way to Hawaii. And, Barbara Streisand, last time I checked, she's still there in Malibu. And I think it was back in 2000 when W was elected. She said, that's it. She's packing up. She's moving. And I didn't see any movers come over, to Malibu to pack her stuff up.
Yeah, by the way, on Barbara Streisand, she's actually a major player in the climate debate. One of the lead UN authors, we're supposed to be told that the United Nations is this impartial, nonpartisan body that's looking at the science of the world's most esteemed scientists. The head of the United Nations climate panel was a guy named Dr. Rajendra Pachauri. He said, quote, global warming is my religion. What other science body have you found that where the head of it says that their work is their religion? And the other thing is Barbara Streisand gave $250,000 to Michael Oppenheimer, a former Environmental Defense Fund activist who's now a UN lead author. This is who they put in charge. You follow the money, and you follow, more importantly, the ecological ideology behind all this. And that's a big key driver, money and ideology.
Well, and you talk about religion. I just was presented an article yesterday where, it's almost like you've got modern-day eugenicists that are speaking out and saying, they're promoting the death of people because, all in the name of global warming. They say that, we need less people here in America. So again, we're that age old debate about the population of the planet that global warming is going to settle all this stuff. And that's like, really?
They've actually solved it. Studies have shown that as the temperature warms, the global warming's hypest, people will be less in the mood, shall we say, so there'll be less reproduction. And you have people calling for Al Gore said we need ubiquitous fertility management, lamented how many Africans are going to be. But most importantly, Harrison Ford just came out recently and said that global warming is going to essentially take away all the humans and make us extinct. Problem solved! This is what they've been asking for. Since Paul Ehrlich's 1960s, the overpopulation scare, we finally found something to check our population and control it. Why aren't they celebrating? That's what I don't understand.
Exactly. Well, we got the answer right here on Bill Martinez Live exclusively. You move to Canada and you kill your babies. That's the answer.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live. What more could you want?
In spite of all this crazy prophetic information or fake fake news that's going out there about our climate. Mark Morano, producer of Climate Hustle and publisher of Climate Depot, is with us talking about an inconvenient sequel to Al Gore's Inconvenient Truth. You know, Mark, you were talking about Al Gore being the prophet. Well, the office of the prophet is such, for those of you that can appreciate history and appreciate what the office of the prophet is all about, is that the validation of your office is the fact that you are correct. If you are not correct and you're putting out false prophecy and false evidence out there, in the old days, they would just take you out and stone you, right?
That's right. Now, Gore would not claim, here's why he won't claim he's false. He's predicting doom, and there's a whole movement of the green movement that just believes in that mankind is a parasite on the earth, that we're destroying it, that we're all facing ecological doom, unless we give up our free choices, free decisions, and have to turn everything over to centralized planning, government, bureaucrats, people who can bean count and decide our future and decide everything from the light bulbs to our appliances, to our home thermostats, to the cars we drive, to the food we eat with ban now on stop eating meat as part of the whole global warming agenda, to our transportation. There have been calls for carbon ration cards in the UK, CO2 budgets for every man, woman, and child on the planet. And these are the cities they give from Berlin to Beijing, not two cities with great human freedom records, if you catch my drift there. So what they're saying is, they want to turn all this over because they believe in doom. So even if people wrong prediction after wrong prediction after wrong prediction, they still believe it's going to happen in the future. Paul Ehrlich, the overpopulation, is the most discredited scientist probably of the 20th century, but people still believe he's right. They just say, well, his timing was a little bit off. We're all doomed and we're going to have famines and resource scarcity and over, but his timing was off. In other words, if you say someone's going to die in 5 years and they're still alive and they live another 50, you're still right because they eventually died. That's
yes, exactly.
The standard
right.
They hold them to.
Well, it is amazing that, if Al Gore really believed in what he talks about, how come he's not the walking example, walking about kind of like Gandhi, changing the way he looks, his persona, his dress, everything else, and, of course, his modes of transportation. But, that's one of those inconvenient truths, I guess.
Yeah, in fact, in 2007 or 2008, at the Academy Awards, he and Leonardo DiCaprio walked out on stage, and they flashed all these green tips, things like use public transit. Well, when was the last time Leonardo DiCaprio or Al Gore took a city bus anywhere?
Yes, yeah.
And this is that old sort of Soviet, like the Politburo would live one way and the masses would live another. And that's what they're doing. The UN chief has said he lived at 30,000 feet flying around the world to all these exotic climate conferences. They don't see hypocrisy in that. Al Gore was recently asked, and he said, I don't own a private jet. Well, gee, you don't have to own a private jet to fly in them all the time.
Right, exactly. you and Hillary, you found a way to get around all that. You know, the thing is, it would be interesting if Al Gore and Leonardo DiCaprio did get on public transit, they'd probably be thrown out at the next stop.
Al Gore... In his film, he talks about building your house. I mean, in his what's that called? They had his Live Earth concert.
Oh yeah, right.
Handbooks.
Right.
And he had things like build your home out of straw, share baths together, ride a bike to work. It's all of these little sort of, I guess you'd almost call them religious-like gestures that they're trying to get people to get into all this sort of symbolism. Meanwhile, they do whatever they want, and multiple homes, yachts, houses. In the case of Leonardo DiCaprio, he was named a United Nations spokesman on climate. He goes out and gives major policy scientific addresses to the UN General Assembly in New York and around the world at the Paris Climate Summit. And yet he has no – in his personal life, the big news is he's going to fly a commercial airliner to get a big environmental award instead of the usual private jet and hanging out on his yacht. So one time he's doing something as a gesture, and the media is like, oh, my gosh, he's come around. Look at it. Isn't that special? He's flying commercial. Yeah. I wonder if he's flying economy, by the way. That'll be interesting if he's going to be going first class.
Well, he's got to be careful, especially if it's on Delta, because if he buys extra leg room like Ann Coulter, then he's liable to lose his aisle seat. Could you imagine that?
Boy, I'd love to see angry rant by Leonardo DiCaprio posting on Twitter and video of people taking his seat. Welcome to coach. Welcome to economy.
All in the name of the green theology, the new green theology that's spreading out. Well, regarding this Inconvenience sequel, Al Gore's Inconvenient Truth, which is going to be premiered this weekend, and then I guess it goes to full release, and I guess you would spell that F-O-O-L, full release, the following week, right?
Yeah, in fact, it's still going to be limited release from what I just saw. It looked like it was going to be 500 or 600 theaters after next weekend.
Now, oh, my goodness. Planet, oh, wow. Yeah,
Planet Hustle had 400 theaters nationwide for a one-night showing, and we were like the highest per-screen average for the night that we ran back in 2016. So I don't know that this is Paramount Pictures. Gore, they're not expecting a big splash with this. Keep in mind, Gore has not had a successful track record in recent years. He's had a couple of these concerts that they've had to cancel. He's had the 24 Hours of Climate Reality. Some of them didn't even get 1,000 web hits when you look at the footage on them. He's had the lowest ratings of his TV network, Kern. He was forced to sell it to Al Jazeera for a few $100 million. He's now the most lavishly funded fossil fuel player in the climate debate, Al Gore, after taking the Al Jazeera Middle Eastern oil money.
Right.
So I don't know that he's got a huge success here on his hands. I don't see any possible scenario under which this sequel can equal the success of his first one commercially, critically, or any of the other. I think the debate's moved beyond Al Gore in many ways.
Now, you saw this at Sundance, right?
I didn't see the. No, we actually had one of our people at Climate Depot did. We posted a full review, but I got to, when I was in Melbourne and met Al Gore, he did a preview of the movie with lots of different clips and talked about it. He did his PowerPoint presentation. And I'll be seeing the full film. They've re-edited it since Sundance with new ending to reflect Donald Trump pulling out of Paris. So I'll be seeing the whole movie tomorrow.
So from what you've been exposed to, a real quick summary review of what if anybody happens to find their way and they decide that they want to spend some of their hard-earned dollars to view this Inconvenience sequel, what do they have to look forward to?
Well, I know for a fact this includes claims of the hottest year on record, which is just total bunk because they're claiming records that are within the margin of error of the data set, within the margin that they actually adjust them without explanation, tenths of a degree. The record years are within hundredths of a degree to maybe a tenth or so of a degree between previous years. It's a fancy way of saying the global warming pause, which began in the late 90s, still continues. In fact, the satellite data is still showing a pause, but they're actually going back and revising all that. And the other thing Al Gore does over and over, it's mostly anecdotal, and I saw clips of this when I was in Australia. It's just anecdotal information of people being rescued from floods, showing tornadoes, showing hurricanes, showing droughts, and saying that this is the finger of man-made global warming. The problem is the science is exactly opposite of what he's claiming. They're all on either no trend or declining trends. We're at near record low for extreme weather globally, particularly on hurricanes and typhoons and tornadoes.
Mm-hmm.
But Gore just uses the emotional appeal. And then the rest of apparently the last third of the movie is about him just lobbying the United Nations Climate Summit to make that Paris Agreement come forward. So you have to be like an Al Gore sycophant to really get into all that. The reviews are tepid, and even New Republic is saying that many on the left are afraid that Al Gore is going to, you know, they're cringing that essentially that Al Gore is coming back to the climate debate because they think he does more damage to the debate because he turns it into a partisan issue and turns off half of the electorate immediately.
And what happens to the real scientists here and all this, Mark? How are they affected? Because they've been forced for many years to go along, to get those research grants. So, you know, what is the future of real science in America?
Well, unfortunately, you know, the Trump administration is not going to be able to probably change that trajectory. The funding is going to continue. The global warming scare is probably alive and well for decades to come because it's got organizational, academic, media, United Nations, and endless funding. And until those basic fundamentals change, they're going to continue to gin up scare despite the fact that the climate is turning against them. Everything from sea levels dropping in the current moment. Global temperatures are not are still in the pause. Antarctica is actually contributing to sea level lowering. Polar bears are a record number. You can go through A to Z. They are failing across the board but they'll still claim alarm because they're always talking about the future and doom of what could
exactly
happen.
Well, Mark, we got to leave it there. We got to hit the pause button. Thank you for being with us.
You know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you. And you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-981-9347. 800-981-9347. That's 800-981-9347.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's about time someone had the courage to say it. Bill Martinez, live.
America, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. It's all right there. I don't know about you, but have you ever wondered about, it seems like we're hearing more about shark attacks these days. I'm in California, so we're hearing a lot here on the West Coast. There's some rumor that maybe because of Fukushima chasing the sharks to the coastline. Who knows, but as I say, every year we hear more and more about shark encounters that, can make us frightfully question whether it's safe to venture beyond the shoreline. Well, we've got the shark expert, George Burgess, is with us. He is the director of the University of Florida Program for Shark Research, so he knows all the facts, and so we appreciate that George could be with us today to talk about it. George, how are you?
Hi, good to be with you.
Well, great to have you here to talk about what is going on. I mean, people are going, is something happening in the shark world, Fukushima included or whatever, that's chasing sharks to the shoreline, at least on the West Coast?
Well, I don't think that's really anything to do with the story. Of course, on the West Coast, when you say shark, you're really talking white shark.
Mm-hmm.
And white shark populations or gradually on the increase on both the U.S. Pacific and the Atlantic East Coast. That's actually good. This is the result of more than two decades of protection by the U.S. government, and then, of course, even more so by the fact that their prey items, the marine mammals, have been under protection since 1972. So both of the populations of the seals and the sea lions and of course the white sharks are all been protected, and gradually they're getting a little bit larger each year.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the human population's getting larger every year too.
Exactly.
So not only are there better chances the two getting together, but there's more human eyes out there to look and see them.
Of course, all the shark talk is increased by what Nat Geo has presented. Started on Sunday, a week-long Shark Fest event. And, of course, you know, for those that happen to tune in, got to see, Michael Phelps versus the great white shark one-on-one, right?
Yeah, that was part of the Shark Week stuff, and that wasn't personally not that impressive sort of thing. National Geo's Shark Fest has got a little more scientific stuff. We hope, among them are some shows on tiger sharks and why sharks occasionally get together in aggregations and so forth. Mm-hmm. And so take a look at the Nat Geo programming, and if you find that the Discovery stuff is a little too showboaty for you.
Mm-hmm. And it was hyped up. I mean, and why not? Let's have the fastest human in water, Michael Phelps, against a shark. Didn't fare too well for Michael, but he lives for another day. So all is well.
Well, it was good for him. It was a virtual race because
yes.
he was really in the water with the white shark. He might not have been around to catch the silver medal.
Exactly. Well, and although I would say that he was probably in the water, we might have seen a little bit more adrenaline coming out of him again. So, George, you say the reason that shark attacks are increasing is the fact that we got more sharks ever since the early 70s when they became a protected species, and we've got more people. So because of those increasing numbers, naturally we're going to have increase in shark attacks, right?
That's right. And of course, over that time period, of course, we've developed cell phones and social media and so forth. So right now, any animal that's seen in the sea is not just seen by more eyes, but it's recorded by telephones and sent around the world immediately on social
exactly.
media. So it's a little unfair to compare now and then.
Well, George, is it fair to say that we've got more sharks coming closer to the shoreline as before?
In certain areas, there may be more than what you were used to 5 years ago or 10 mm-hmm. years ago, but certainly not compared to what were the original numbers. And, of course, mm-hmm. for most of us, we never saw the original numbers because those changes occurred before our lifetimes.
Right. Well, George, being a fellow Floridian with you, even though I'm on the West Coast today, you're in New York. If you can help me avoid mosquitoes and no-see-ums, that would be awesome. That's been my 4-year goal here so far. I'm failing miserably. But how do I avoid a shark attack?
Well, obviously the first thing you can do is just work on your suntan on the beach and forget the water, and
right.
you won't have any problem. But if you're in the water, you can do certain things to try to minimize your risk, and among them are staying out of the water between dusk and dawn, time periods when most species of sharks are more active, avoiding certain areas where sharks are more common, such as inlets, deep channels, those kinds of things. Don't go in the water if people are fishing nearby. You can see that they're catching fish.
Mm.
And, of course, going out together in groups rather than going by yourself because there's a good reason that schools are found in schools.
Yeah.
Fishes are found in schools.
Yeah, exactly. Or if you're going to go out there with a bunch of people, make sure you're the fastest swimmer, right?
Pat.
Just kidding.
Always a good one.
Just kidding.
Or at least in the middle of the pack, at least.
Right,
anyway.
Exactly. What about euthanizing sharks that attack humans? Do you agree with that?
No. First of all, the chances of you finding the actual shark that did the damage is like looking for a needle in a haystack, because these things are very mobile and very migratory. Second of all, there's no indication that a shark that bites a human will do it again.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's more a function of revenge or than it is utility if you do so.
Mm-hmm. George, what is it about sharks that just capture, you know, our attention? I mean, they are magnificent animals when you look at them and study them. But what do you find that is so compelling about these incredible mammals?
Well, I think for most of us, it's a sense of a phenomenon we can't control. And of course, as humans, we have great hubris, thinking that we can change the whole world around us, and often do. But in the case of certain natural phenomena, such as lightning and hurricanes and earthquakes, we can't control it. And among the natural animals, even the largest land predators, we could control with a high-powered rifle.
Mm-hmm.
But one-on-one against the shark, shark's going to still win. So perhaps it's a remnant of our caveman day, where we have to sort of look over our shoulder for the predator that can get us.
What do you do? I mean, if you come under attack, I mean, you know, besides instantly start praying, but what do you do?
Well, if of course you see a shark coming, get out of the water, which is most obvious. But if you're actually being approached by the shark, the nose is a sensitive area, and so if you can pop it on the nose, especially if you got something other than your hands, keeping in mind that the nose is located just a little north of the mouth, you don't want to miss.
Yes.
But a pop to the nose gets them to veer off usually, but of course, if you're in the mouth of a shark, the eyes and the gills, the five openings behind the eyes, are sensitive areas, and I certainly would probe those with my fingers to try to get them to let go.
Yes. Well, George, a lot of good stuff on Shark Fest Week. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. Of course, Shark Fest Week well underway, and on Nat Geo Wild, so it'll be a lot of fun. Check your local listings for the listing of when Shark Fest will be showing. George Barris, our shark expert, has been with us today. George, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Glad to be.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 1-800-656-9775.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Defecation hits the oscillation. Bill Martinez live.
Feeling hot, hot, hot. Feeling hot, hot, hot.
Oh, Lord.
Like we need a reminder, huh? How hot it feels. Oh, you got to love it. Little Buster Poindexter here. We're back with you 15 minutes before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. And our next guest, quite the story and the background and experience and celebrity, award-winning American author of novels that depict characters and action in the American West. Having grown up in Wyoming, his books are imbued with an American Western Rockies perspective. Have been translated into 27 languages with sales of 10 million copies in the U.S. alone. C.J. Box has won the Edgar Allan Poe Award for Best Novel for Blue Heaven in 2009. He's received two Barry Awards and the 2016 Western Heritage Award for Literature by the National Cowboy Museum and the Spur Award from Western Writers of America for Best Contemporary Novel. And he's here with us to talk about his latest book, Paradise Valley. C.J. Box, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Hi, thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
Hey, what a great background. I mean, who would have thought as you were a kid growing up? I mean, did you always like to write? And I mean, here you are. I mean, it is impressive to have your writings translated in so many different languages. So it speaks of a reach that goes beyond the United States. It's, you know, this is an international phenomena.
Yeah, I kind of feel the same way in that I'm always very surprised.
Uh-huh.
Because I think I write books that are very American and very set in a certain part of the country. And when I started out, my goal and hope was that people in this part of the world would read them and think that they were authentic to the place, which is important to me. That they've been picked up and read all over the country and all over the world just amazes me. And that, you know, 27 languages, you're right. I don't know how good the translations are because I can't read those languages, but they're there.
Well, that's outstanding, which only underpins the idea that cowboys are still alive and well. There is something about the West that somehow rhymes with our own DNA spirit. And dare I say, not only here in the United States, but clearly by the international following that you have, there's a little bit of, you know, Western DNA in everybody around the world.
Yeah, I think there is. It's kind of like, you know, our Knights of the Round Table or whatever.
Yes.
In so many countries, the mythology of the U.S. is cowboys.
Yeah, exactly. And what is it, CJ, do you think that people hold to? You know, as you say, the mythology of cowboys, there's, what is it that is so endearing, you know, for us to relate to it? I know as kids growing up, boy, we loved those Western movies, man. We'd be there all day for those 25-cent matinee movies. That's how far back I go.
Well, I think it's kind of, you know, the myth or the legend of the, you know, the very independent person out there in the frontier who has his own code, who, you know, will pursue the right thing in the end despite the odds sort of thing. And I think that's kind of that's certainly the case with Paradise Valley, although the protagonist is a woman, not a guy, and single mother who's a investigator for North Dakota Sheriff's Department.
Yeah, I mean, you know, hey, we grew up with Annie Oakley, and why not? You know that a woman should be. So tell us more about Paradise Valley. Cassie Jewell is who you're talking about, right?
Right. It's kind of the culmination of kind of a loosely associated series that began with a book called Back of Beyond 8 years ago, and then went to The Highway, where she was introduced. And it's based on a true life story, kind of a creepy one that the FBI in real life has created what they call a highway serial killer task force, because they ran the numbers and found out at that time that there were probably over 1,000 missing truck stop prostitutes.
Wow.
And that was the work of, they thought, 20 to 24 drivers who were serial killers, long-haul truckers. And I got very interested in that story and did the research on it and had a book called The Highway, where the bad guy is one of these truckers who goes across the nation and picks up women. That particular character carried on through the last book, Badlands, and in this book, Cassie Duell is kind of on a collision course with him to finally bring him down.
And this is the Lizard King, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Well, tell us more about the Lizard King that you wrote into Paradise Valley.
Well, he's got that name because in the trucking parlance, the prostitutes who work at truck stops are called lot lizards.
Wow.
And he is known for known but not ever caught for picking them up and taking them across the country, and then their bodies are never found. He's figured out a way how to get rid of them, and it's, like I said, based on real life circumstances, you know, very unfortunate real life circumstances. Mm-hmm. And in this book and several of the others are told partially from his point of view on how he does it, what he does, and why he does it. And Cassie Duell has a personal connection with him, and is almost obsessed with trying to bring him down finally.
So, CJ, when you're channeling this character, a little bit of true life, what you know from the public record, and your imaginings, I mean, what does this do for you in dealing with the protagonist like Cassie, and then, of course, the antagonist and this serial killer, the Lizard King?
Well, it does kind of take you to dark places when you're doing that. I a few years ago was on a fishing trip in Mexico, and one of the other fishermen was a forensic pathologist who'd interviewed Ted Bundy, among other serial killers.
Wow.
And he just read The Highway, and he said, man, you got this guy exactly right the way he thinks. And I was kind of thrilled because that was good, but it kind of creeped me out at the same time because I never really thought about it that much. But in real life, only one of these truckers has ever been caught. They're very careful. They're very methodical. They think about what they're doing. And I just kind of tried to put myself in the head of somebody like that.
Wow. And what kind of diabolical mind you would have in order to do this? And not only, you know, I mean, to be a serial killer, to be so numb, to what you're doing and the life that you're taking, boy, that's incredible. And you say there's only been one. How many are out there, you think?
Well, the FBI estimated 10 years ago that there was 20 to 24. They've since revised that estimate up to maybe 30 to 35 responsible for all these missing women. And only one has been caught, and that was, he was pulled over for having a taillight out, and the trooper who looked in his cab saw a body. So he was caught because he was sloppy. The other ones have not been caught.
Wow. And you know, I got to imagine the prostitutes in these truck stops have to be aware of this. And you talk about playing Russian roulette, you know, to leave themselves vulnerable like this, right? This is incredible.
It is, and it's in a really kind of sick way. It's almost like a perfect crime because the prostitutes actually solicit the drivers in their trucks, so they deliver themselves to potentially to these guys. And by the time you know it's discovered that somebody is missing, that driver could be 12 states away, and it's very hard to link them up and very hard to find them.
Well. You know, when you think about, you know, what you've put into your books and now Paradise Valley, and as you say, here you are. I mean, have you had any direct contact with these serial killers or it's just from the public record? And as you say, you're just putting yourself as best you can what it would take to be a serial killer. And you write out the story.
Part of it is from the public record, but part of it is also when I write these kind of books, I do the research, and I've talked to law enforcement personnel and highway patrolmen who know they're out there, but they've talked about how difficult it is to find these guys because, like I said, they're gone by the time a crime, you know, they realize that a crime has been committed, and they have no idea who did it. So it's really, really hard to find them.
Well, CJ, you say that in some sense, in fact, you even recommend that Donald Trump should read your book for an escape. But, you know, as an escape, wow, this is a tough place to escape to, isn't it?
It is. Yes, it is. It's a tough book, but this is kind of the culmination of all of these of this loosely based series. And, you know, justice is done.
Mm-hmm. As it always is in the end, for the most part, right? We would hope that ultimately that's what we would appreciate, that justice is done. So this puts a bow around this series, Paradise Valley, a novel. What is the big takeaway that you want for your readers here, CJ?
Well, when I wrote the original book, The Highway, I was kind of thinking of my own daughters and how not careful they are when they're driving across the country because cars are so reliable. They don't think about breaking down or who might pick them up. And it was kind of a warning and to them that, you know, to be vigilant, be careful and avoid some places and some people.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and to your point, I mean, you know, sometimes you can find yourself in, you know, just the wrong place, the wrong time. And as you say, and especially when we're talking about our daughters, where, you know, you've just raised the instinct and the protection covering by all dads who want to come alongside and protect their daughters.
Right, right. Yeah, at the time I read about the Highway Serial Killer Task Force, when my youngest daughter had just returned from college, and I checked her car when she got home, and her check engine light was on. And I said, "How long has this been on?" And she said, "It's always on. Don't worry about it." And so the two kind of threads connected, and these books were a result of that.
Well, CJ, congratulations on the series and this culminating novel, Paradise Valley, available at all the usual places, I take it, certainly?
Yes, nationwide. Came out on Tuesday.
Okay, and your website that they can check out as well?
Is cjbox.net.
Just like that, nice and simple. Paradise Valley, Cassie Duhl hunts a serial killer in the Bakken, North Dakota and Montana. And pick up a copy for yourself and be forewarned, right, CJ? That's for sure. CJ Box, right. I'm Bill Martinez Live.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that for me,
It took several months of taking One Rule Away before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Way.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.